This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First, though, not everybody online today was looking for Cyber Monday bargains. A lot of people just wanted health insurance. The White House says that by noon Eastern time today, 375,000 people had been able to log on to healthcare.gov. Logged on today, I should say, which is progress of a sort for the Affordable Care Act. But now, what do people do? Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going.
There are a whole lot of steps between going online and signing up for health insurance and actually getting that insurance card. Just think about all the folks and computers that need to talk to each other. Robert Towne is a professor of healthcare management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
Between the enrollee and the IRS and the Homeland Security and the insurance department and this information hub that healthcare.gov is.
That's a whole lot of organizations because there's a whole lot of verifying that needs to happen.
I'm sure there'll be snafus in the process because it's a pretty complex set of connections that have to be made.
And we know what happens when things get complicated. Robert Leshefsky is an insurance industry consultant.
It is puzzling why the government decided to fix the front door without having a reliable back door.
He says health insurance companies are getting all sorts of funky data from the government about who's trying to sign up. Right now, he says, sorting things out is doable because the numbers are manageable.
If we do start getting tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people enrolling during the month of December, and we have a high error rate, we haven't really accomplished a lot.
And the government said today people are coming. The site could get more than 800,000 people a day. For its part, the government says the back end is getting fixed. But
it's not inconsequential to do, as we found out as we built our system to make certain that the carriers got the information that they need.
Peter Van Loon is the chief operating officer of Connecticut's Health Insurance Exchange, which is run by the state. People there don't have to rely on healthcare.gov. But states and the Fed are still under the same pressure to get everyone who signs up that insurance card. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.